This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, most of the time, Kay Cockrell is walking the fairways for Golf Channel with a headset and a microphone. A couple of weeks ago, she walked the fairways with her clubs, competing in the first U.S. Senior Women's Open. It is a pleasure to welcome Kay Cockrell back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Kay.
Hello. Thank you for getting in touch. It's always nice to reconnect and chat with you.
It's good. It's nice of you to do this. All right. I'm not going to ask you this question because you're a woman. Kay, I would have been doing this myself. U.S. Senior Women's Open. Were you scripted for all 4 days? Was it new shoes? Was it like a new glove every day?
I really didn't know what to expect out of myself when I was on the golf course. I was a nervous wreck heading to that week as it was getting closer, and then getting ready for that first tee time. I could hardly eat breakfast. I barely got down a couple of bites of eggs and a piece of fruit. Just, I knew I needed to have something in my belly to sustain me. And we also packed some good protein bars and banana, because I knew once I got out of the golf course, I might relax a little bit and I would have to try to eat something every 3 holes. But I was so nervous and excited and petrified and happy. And, you know, I mean, all the full gamut of emotions. And my first tee shot, I teed off on the 10th hole with Jan Stevenson and Jane Geddes. And it was all carryover water. It was only a 7 or 8 iron, but you're thinking, okay, don't chunk this. Okay, I'm a little in between shots. Don't go long. Just hit the middle of the green. Hit it anywhere on the green. And I was thinking it would have been so much nicer to have just be able to go at it with a full driver and just hit something as hard as you can. And so that first tee shot was really daunting. And I hit the green and made an easy 2-putt. And it's like I relaxed just a teeny bit. I was like, oh. Okay, I'm off and running.
Well, was there a point? Was there a point you were just excited about playing in this? Was there some point it went from excitement to, oh, my God?
Well, it was everything, because I hadn't played in a real tournament in 20 years.
Yeah.
Granted, I watch and I am around golf. I watch the best players playing beautiful golf, man, woman, or child. But it's different when it's you who are suddenly inside the ropes. And, you know, I play what I call happy golf at home. I play with some good players.
Sure.
We play team play. We play matches. We give putts. We, you know, if you're making worse than double, if just you lose the hole, you move on. I haven't had to count every shot and put a score down and then sign that scorecard in 20 years. So it was, I just didn't know. I thought I could shoot 90 or I could shoot 70. I mean, that's a pretty plus or minus 20 shot, you know, variable there.
Well, okay. So you go out and you shoot one over on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And then came Friday. What happened?
I think I got off to a bad start and I bogeyed like the first 4 or 5 straight holes. And it was like combination of a couple bad shots, a couple bad breaks, just, you know, not really getting the flow going. And I thought, oh my goodness, here I go in the wrong direction. I was like having that outer body experience in a bad way. And then by Friday afternoon, the golf course, the wind was picking up. The golf course was so firm and fast. You had no control over your golf ball. Those greens are some of the most challenging, treacherous greens I've ever putted on. And I saw the scoreboard at one point, and I was right on the cut line, and I thought, oh my goodness, is this really coming down to the last few holes where I have to keep it together or do something? and I stuck it to like a foot and a half on the 17th hole with a sand wedge, like a perfect 75-yard shot. Made that, had a cushion, three putt for par, the final hole, which is a reachable par five, which I could have very easily finished birdie-birdie, which would have been really cool, but several players came up and thanked me the next day for missing that four-footer on the 36th hole on my last hole, because that allowed all of them in. So I said, well, that's me, thinking, you know, always giving.
Always looking out for the field.
I felt everything from elation and being in total control in my game to losing control to having confidence to loss of confidence. Overall, though, I was just, my goal was to play all 4 days, and I did that, and I got to play with some pretty incredible women, including Jane Geddes, Jan Stevenson, and then Sunday being paired with Betsy King and Pat Bradley I was like a kid in a candy store. I felt like the next day was Christmas, and I just couldn't wait to get to the golf course and be able to walk around with them.
Well, good. We're talking with Kay Cockrell here on the Augusta Golf Show. Okay, all of that removed. Now a couple of weeks, a wonderful experience. You now thoroughly had a great time?
I did. Yeah. I did. I absolutely did, from the practice rounds to the welcome party on Tuesday night. Chicago Golf Club, I couldn't have picked a better place to have this inaugural championship. It's a classic beauty of a golf course with a tremendous amount of cachet. A very, very much a ground golf course. You could hit it low and bump it in there, which for a lot of the women who are losing trajectory on their shots, that was ideal. You got a lot of roll off the tee ball. And the club itself rolled out the red carpet. They basically handed over their club to us and said, it's yours for the week. Enjoy every minute of it. And I never felt once like we were stepping on someone's toes or we were there, you know, and we had to watch ourselves. It was beautiful from start to finish.
Did you, first of all,
including the eventual champion, Laura Davies, played beautifully.
Yeah, well, I want you to put your Golf Channel hat on here in a second and talk about that. But now, okay, here's the stupid stuff I care about. Two things. How important, how neat was it to be in the very first one? And because it was the very first one, is there some sort of something you got to take home for that?
It was incredible to be in the first one, and to, you know, when you check in and register at a USGA event, you get your player's badge, and there's nothing like a USGA player's badge, and to have it say U.S. Senior Women's Championship with the year and your name on it, that's something I've held on to each one of those player badges that I've had in the past USGA events I've played. You sign, there's an official poster with everyone's signature who registers. So it's that, you know, I mean, every single club who's hosted the USGA championship has that, because mm-hmm. it's official sign in. I mean, Tiger Woods has his name on them. I mean, you know, every great who's played the game has their name on those, on that poster. We got a beautiful Tiffany's crystal plate with the logo, inaugural Senior Women's Open. And so, and it was neat. A lot of the women were buying flags and having their fellow competitors sign them. You know, of course, a lot of us got hats or shirts. You want some memorabilia from the event, but it was memorable in every way possible.
Then there was the golf. Then there was what Laura did. I mean, four subpar rounds. Nobody else had three. That was impressive. That was some good play in there.
Laura, at her best when she is on, is probably one of the most enjoyable golfers, man or woman, to watch. She's dramatic. She still hits those amazing long shots. I mean, she has all the length that she had. Maybe she's lost a couple of yards, but I think technology's negated any of that. She still bombs it. She still hits a lot of shots off the turf tee. And when her putting, when she's confident with her putting, which she is right now, and which you have to be to to handle those greens. I could see where she ate up that golf course. She kept it in play. She was 14 under on the par five and then just played the rest of the holes reasonably well. And if you look at the leaderboard, Julie Engster, who still makes cuts on the LPGA and is in the mix on the LPGA, and Trish Johnson and Lieselotte Neumann, who have won Legends Tour events recently and have played an occasional LET event, all those women that were sort of more in the mix are ones that have had recent success and are competing with some regularity. So no surprise that the leaderboard ended up the way it was.
All right, before I let you go, how does this work? Are you in for Pine Needles next year? How does it work moving forward?
I don't think so. I think my understanding is that I was given a past U.S. amateur champs were given a one-time, one-year exemption to play. And then I really honestly don't know. I should know this, but usually the USGA has, like, if you finish top 12 or top 15,
sure,
you're exempt for the following year. I don't know what that magic number was.
But they still need a field.
Yes. Well, they'll have their certain number of exempt players, which will probably be anywhere from 60 to 70.
Oh, okay.
And then,
all right.
Then the other 50 or 60 will come from open qualifiers.
Would you do that? Go try to qualify?
Most likely, yes.
Okay.
Most likely. Because right. I think I want to see this event be successful, and I want as many women to play in this. And every year there'll be more new players turning 50, like Pat Hurst, who is a past USGA champ and a great player from the LPGA Tour. She's turning 50 later this summer, so she'll be eligible next year. So there'll be a lot of players like that who will be coming out every year and be ready to play.
She is Kay Cockrell. She works for Golf Channel, and a couple of weeks ago played in the U.S. Senior Women's Open, the inaugural U.S. Senior Women's Open. Thank you for taking the time to do this, Kay. I'm happy for you. I'm glad you had a great time, and have a great rest of the year, and thanks for taking the time to do this.
Well, thank you, and that championship was a long time coming, but as we say, better late than never, and we're happy it's here, and we're happy to be paving the way for Morgan Pressel and Paula Crema and Lydia Ko when they turn 50 in another 20
and the Swede years. And when the Swede turns 50, is she going to play in this thing?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting, won't it?
Yep.
We'll see.
Kay,
we'll see. I hope she does.
Kay, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Great chatting with you, John.